Today, does negative equity loom? Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. AMP's Shane Oliver published a piece in which he revised up his expectations of the housing price corrections from peak to trough to 20% in Sydney and Melbourne and 10% nationally, a downgrade from their previous expectations for a 5% national average fall. Now, we've taken his projections and run them through our core market model. And in this show, we discuss the results. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's in the comments below. AMP's Shane Oliver has, along with a number of other economists, progressively raised his expectations of the falls across the market as new data comes to hand. And specifically, he highlights the link between climbing home prices and credit availability. He says, this has taken the household debt-to-income ratio from the low end of OECD countries to the top end. The shift to overvaluation and high debt mostly occurred over the period of 1995 to 2005. And we've taken his projections and run them through our core market model. Now, if his forecast were to eventuate, we think that around 70% of borrowing households would fall into negative equity, meaning their outstanding mortgage would be greater than their property value. Negative equity is tricky because it limits households' ability to refinance, trade up, or trade down, as well as reducing overall economic activity and confidence. After the GFC, we saw many households in the UK, for example, locked into their property for several years, and the same could happen here. In addition, of course, there are implications for the banks. For example, should they be adjusting their risk and capital models, as well as lenders, mortgage insurers, who cover the bank exposure above 80% of loan to value, unless they're covered by their own captive insurers. In a falling market, the insurers would likely be hit with higher levels of claims. Now, of course, there is not a one-to-one link between property price falls and defaults, the risks are much more complex. But the results from our modelling are worth looking at in more detail, remembering that we're using data from our household surveys and other sources. And we found that around 560,000 households would be impacted. And we can slice and dice the data to begin to understand their profiles. Our core segmentation highlights that multicultural and young families would be hit most severely in terms of the numbers of households in negative equity, with the battling urban and disadvantaged fringe segments following closely. But we also see a fair number of affluent households who are also caught in a negative equity trap. They're often highly leveraged. Across our property segments, those holding property without an intent to trade up or trade down figure as the largest sector, plus those who have refinanced recently. The first-time buyer cohort also shows up, but this is a smaller count. Two states, New South Wales and Victoria, see the bulk of the negative equity, both states with a strong recent run in prices and now significant reversals. AMP says 20% of falls are likely here. And we can also see the more granular regional view showing the same. Across the age bands, it's the youngest households who are most exposed. And looking across the geographic bands, we see the urban fringe and outer suburban rings most impacted. And finally, in terms of income bands, those in the $50,000 to $100,000 and $100,000 to $150,000 bands are most significantly represented. So, in a nutshell, younger households with more limited incomes are more likely to be exposed to negative equity, especially if they live in the main urban centres of Sydney and Melbourne, and they are more likely to be located in the outer suburban rings. And finally, if we were to run a uniform 20% fall across the country, the number impacted would have more than doubled. Personally, I think the smaller centres are also likely to fall further than AMP suggests, but we will see. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. It's in the comments below. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.